And now I'm proud to introduce someone who has answered their call with passion, persistence, and pride, the 2022 National Teacher of the Year, Kurt Russell.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. It's just an honor and a pleasure to be here. President Biden, thank you for your belief and tireless effort in education. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Biden, for your strong leadership and your advocacy towards education, for a more equitable education as well. Secretary Cardona, thank you for your effort and your service and your leadership. To my Ohio delegate, thank you so much. Ms. Angela Dickey, my state coordinator. Mr. Brent Betts, my principal. My superintendent, Mr. Dr. David Hall, forgive me. And my state superintendent as well, Dr. Stephanie Siddons. So thank you as well. I would like to say thank you to Oberlin City Schools and for their tireless effort in supporting me, my Oberlin family. A special and most important thank you to my beautiful wife, Donna, who is here. Yeah. And my two sons, KJ, Kurt Jr., we call him KJ, and Corey, and to my mother and my in-laws as well. So it's just a pleasure to be here with you. A special thank you to the most distinguished, talented, amazing group of educators assembled in one place, the 2022 State Teachers of the Year. Allow me to give you a hand. You are truly, truly amazing, and I look forward to learning from you and taking this journey together. When I look at you, I see your desire to improve the lives of your students. I am humbled and honored to represent you along with the thousands of hardworking educators throughout this nation who believe in a rich, fulfilling education for all students. Especially during this past 2 years, I have personally witnessed teachers pour into their students unwavering kindness, love, and hope. Being here today makes me think of my colleague and good friend, Danita, who has touched countless children's lives with her caring approach to teaching. Each day, she gives her time in investing in every child that crosses her path by giving out hugs to students who are having a difficult time, or even something simple as a granola bar to students who are hungry. Danita epitomizes what great teaching is: cheering, rooting, and being invested in the wholeness of the child. Each student needs a champion, no matter what the circumstances are. Each morning, parents give us their most precious gifts, their children. Parents have placed trust that we nurture, cultivate, and help students find personal meaning and purpose in their lives. School is where dreams come alive. It has been teachers who have laid the foundation of possibilities. It was my kindergarten teacher, Ms. Toss. Ms. Francine Toss, I still vaguely remember my first day of kindergarten. I was greeted by Ms. Toss, a middle-aged white woman with a huge smile and a gentle voice. She welcomed each student to her class and, like all teachers on the first day, tried to ease the nervousness of her students. The school year was great. Ms. Toss made learning enjoyable, fun, and she created a learning environment in which you felt as though you were the only one in the classroom. Her lessons were meaningful and heartfelt, and one could tell she enjoyed teaching. But more importantly, Ms. Toss intentionally incorporated an inclusive curriculum. She read books by Black authors and women authors and made sure that all students felt a sense of belonging. It was also my eighth grade math teacher, Mr. Larry Thomas, the first Black male teacher I ever had. Mr. Thomas wore an afro, was an impeccable dresser, and he wore a shirt and tie every single day. When I looked at him, I saw a professional. This provided me with an attainable goal of becoming a teacher. In him, I could see myself. As I reflect on the lessons that I learned from Ms. Toss and Mr. Thomas, I realize that teaching has to be learner-centered. Students must see themselves in the classrooms and the curriculum in order to empower and to engage. That's why I created courses that allow students to feel valued, courses that deals with women's rights, gay rights, and also a survey of Black history. It's important that my students see themselves as I see them, with unlimited potential and full of gifts. As your 2022 National Teacher of the Year, I am committed to uplifting the wonderful work of educators. I am truly blessed to be a part of a profession that transforms and legitimize student voices and plant the groundwork for a more culturally responsive education. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. I am now honored to introduce someone who knows the power of education, a man who is proudly married to a lifelong educator, President Joe Biden.